A new map from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game offers a bear's eye view of Anchorage. The story map draws on data and video collected from 9 bears, 6 black and 3 brown, who wore cameras on special collars in 2012 and 2013. The videos capture bears playing with lawn art, slurping up barbecue grease, and running across busy intersections. Sean Farley is the biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game who led the study. He says the cameras offered a lot of insight into the food bears eat in the city.
If a bear wants to eat garbage in Anchorage, it doesn't really matter if it's garbage pickup day. There's still enough unsecured garbage out there in backyards and open garages and whatnot that they can actually go get garbage. And there was a lot more bird seed than we realized that was available. And not always in a feeder. Somebody might take down the feeder and then forget to bring in the 50-pound bag of sunflower seeds, or they'd leave the garage door open and the seeds would be available. And then they would go for chicken food, not just the chickens, but also the food for the chickens. And then any unsecured garden. We have a wonderful segment, short one, where you watch a bear pass through an electric fence that's improperly set because the gap between the wires is too high and it was going into a garden. The other thing is that Anchorage, we all have this, know that we have a wonderful greenbelt system with great trails, and it should, we like that. We want to keep that. There are a fair number of natural foods available to the bears. And what we found is that, in fact, they're eating probably more occurrences of natural foods than garbage over the course of the summer period.
What did you learn about how bears interact with other bears?
We gained a lot of insight. We might capture a lone bear, usually a youngster, put a camera on it, and then more often than not, during the course of the summer, it would hook up with 2 or 3 other bears and pal around with them. And in one case, we had a bear, a young black bear, hook up and play with a young brown bear. And so they're a little more social than I think we give them credit for when they're young and they've been weaned by their mom. They're lonely. I'm being anthropomorphic here, I realize, but they seek out different kinds of interactions, you know. And I think part of that is a trait that does run through bears. You probably all remember some of those famous photographs of polar bears playing with sled dogs. And I do believe that there is something within the bear psyche, if you will, that they, if they're not going to eat it, they maybe want to play with it.
So it was interesting to me to see the camera that was on the bear that was quite a ways up in a tree, like much higher than I would have expected for the bear to be. If people want to bear watch, maybe instead of looking around, they should be looking up?
Yeah. Like I said, we always, I'm a biologist, and it's, of course, that was a head slapper for me. Black bears spend a lot of time in trees, and they do in Anchorage. And a short story is I just grilled a hot dog and was looking out my window, and I realized I was looking at a black bear in a tree in my yard. And I'm not way up the hillside at all. And I ran outside, and it was the collar bear. And it actually took a picture of my house.
Do you feel like you really got to know some of the bears in a way?
Well, the young ones are teenagers, and so the personalities are quite volatile and variable. But I would say overall, yes, you get a sense of it. And when you can go approach a bear in the field, if it's an animal you've handled before and it's collared and you do that a couple of times, you do get a sense of their personality because they are different. Bears are very smart animals, very intelligent, and just like people, they'll have very different personalities, and some get along just great with people and some don't, you know. And from previous work, I can tell you there are an awful lot of times that the bears might be 10 or 20 yards off in the bushes while we walk down the trail. We're a visual species. We don't see them. Therefore, there aren't any bears here. But the truth is that they're off to the side being good bears, frankly, avoiding people. You know, they're not here to visit us. They could give a hooey about us. They're here for the garbage, the fish, the berries, the gull eggs, the equisetum, the grasses, the dandelions.
Does this data that you've been collecting shed any light on the problem and maybe how to address it of keeping bears from eating garbage in Anchorage?
Well, I think right off the bat, the first thing is that because we do have an awful lot of unsecured garbage, if we can really change that. And I fully recognize that not everyone has a garage that they can put the garbage into, and nobody wants to put their garbage in a can in the living room until garbage pickup day. But we really need a stronger effort to get bear-resistant containers that people can use. And that'll make a big difference, because we're always going to have bears in Anchorage. Anchorage is a big city, but we're in the middle of wilderness. And we have, you know, one of the nation's largest state parks right behind us, and it's producing black bears constantly, even though we still have hunts up there. And unless the public decide we're going to shoot every bear we see, we're going to have bears coming through town. And the smart bears don't get into trouble. They don't get into garbage. But every now and then you get one that does. And if we can keep that from happening, we'll see far fewer bears, but they'll still be around. I can guarantee it.
Sean Farley is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Farley also recommends electric wire around chicken coops and cleaning the grease traps on barbecues. You can see a map and videos at our website, alaskapublic.org.